Woodrow Wilson's performance during his final year as president was so disturbing that it nearly obliterated all he had accomplished. On July 8, 1919, Wilson returned from France with the Treaty of Versailles in hand. At his insistence, it enshrined the 14 points he'd already enunciated as the basis for a lasting peace. Among these was the establishment of a League of Nations to mediate future disputes. But U.S. membership in such a league bothered key Republicans, who wanted to know whether the United States would be obligated to use force to uphold the Versailles settlement. Chairman Henry Cabot Lodge of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee proposed several changes to the league's charter addressing this concern, but Wilson would have none of them. The conventional explanation for Wilson's seemingly irrational stubbornness is the stroke he suffered in September 1919 while strenuously stumping the country to build support for the treaty. But even before his stroke, Wilson had arrogantly told the French ambassador, "I shall consent to nothing. The Senate must take its medicine." Wilson had always been a manipulator. He made a deal with the state Democratic machine to become governor of New Jersey, then, after the election, broke the deal in order to establish the progressive credentials that won him the Democratic presidential nomination in 1912. During his first term in Washington, Wilson was magnificent. He persuaded Congress to pass tariff reform, reversing decades of Republican protectionism, oversaw the establishment of the Federal Trade Commission, which strengthened government regulation of business, and signed the Federal Reserve Act, creating a new and much more dependable national banking system. His second term, though, was dominated by the First World War and its aftermath. Important events, Wilson knew, made important men, and by the time the United States entered the war in 1917, he'd come to see himself as the savior of the world. "He thinks he's another Jesus Christ," French President Georges Clemenceau remarked during the Versailles Peace Conference, and perhaps that was so, but Wilson saw matters rather differently. "Sometimes people call me an idealist," he declared just weeks before his 1919 collapse. "Well," he continued, "that's the way I know I'm an American."